The National Marine Fisheries Service released the 2008 Cook Inlet Beluga Survey numbers today. The count of estimated animals is the same as last year, 375. The number was important to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, as the agency has been delaying a final decision on whether or not to list the Cook Inlet Beluga under the Endangered Species Act until they had this year's number. Rod Hobbs heads up the Beluga Project at the National Marine Mammal Lab in Seattle. He employs a complicated percentage system to calculate abundance based on aerial counts and video footage of the whales. He says the beluga seemed to be remaining at levels between 300 and 400 animals.
So it may be stable. When you fit a line to it, it's actually declining slowly, but it's not increasing, and that's what we had anticipated once the harvest was controlled. And that's the thing that has worried the Fisheries Service and made us consider listing it under the Endangered Species Act, is that population does not seem to be recovering.
Subsistence harvest of Cook Inlet beluga has been virtually non-existent since 1999, and that ban is still in place until 2012. But the whales still have not rebounded, and that puzzles researchers. Environmental organizations have pointed to industrial pollutants, oil and gas development, toxic runoff from Anchorage, and untreated sewage as contributing to the beluga's moribund numbers. Audubon Alaska scientist John Shane says population modeling points to an extinction in decades if protections are not put in place.
The population is so small right now, compounded by the fact that these animals all concentrate seasonally in, you know, perhaps a single group. 90% of the population may occur on the Chicloon Flats or over in the Susitna River Flats. If there was a mass stranding or a major killer whale predation event, something like that could put the population over the brink. So it's not just human-caused issues. The population is so small that it's highly vulnerable to some kind of a catastrophic event.
NIMS biologist Barbara Mahoney says there is an average of about 12 deaths per year. This year, 10 belugas were found dead and 28 were live stranded. Mahoney says a NOAA lab is looking at samples.
They'll be looking at the heavy metals and the organochlorines and such like that, and to compare to the samples that were collected and analyzed prior to 98. But we also have a contract to have a lab look at PAHs more associated with oil development too. So we're definitely been spending time getting more information from belugas and Cook Inlet as we can.
The Audubon's John Shane says the situation warrants a single response.
The science is absolutely clear. The population is small. It's not increasing. It's highly at risk. So if science is important, then this population will be listed, and it should be listed.
A final listing decision on the belugas will be released on October 20th.